Bet you're going fishing all the time. Keep it going.
Oh, I wish I was going fishing all the time, but I do have a guy here, Leif Seberg, who does go fishing an awful lot. Maybe not all the time. He's got to go to work. But
yep.
Sounds like things are maybe better than we would have imagined.
Man, yeah, just incredible, honestly. You know, it's been a little bit hard to breathe, but it hasn't stopped myself and my more hardcore friends from getting out there throughout this whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, fishing has not lagged. In fact, it's been better than usual, because I would attribute a lot of it to this filtered smoke cloud cover. Excuse me.
Speaking of,
you're going to hear a lot of that from me.
No, I know it.
But, you know, like we were saying just as before we got on the air, finally it's clearing. We've had a couple of clear, beautiful days. Mm-hmm. It finally started raining, which has really knocked that fire back. And luckily not until, I guess, for the fish, until after it kept this river cool all through August. And now we're kind of at that point where, as you and I both know, our trend, although we may get a warm up here sometime in September, is to have a week or two of cool weather here at the beginning of September, end of August, which is just lined up the stars and the temps for just perfect fishing weather.
Nice to find a little silver lining, isn't
it? Oh, it sure is. And now that we're getting these, you know, sporadic sprinkles, that brings on another drake hatch. The end of summer drakes are incredible, just as big as the ones in the spring. And it's always that kind of just sprinkly day. So large drakes. And as well, you know, we're still going through our golden stone season, our hopper season, and any time now, all those October caddis that I see popping or crawling up through the rocks are going to be arriving on the shoreline and popping off in flying form.
Nice. Lots of choices.
Yeah, lots of choices. And it really pays to be sort of an aggressive fisher, which it means to me, putting it on them and making fish grab stuff. Yes, there are plenty of bug hatches to go after right now, but like we were speaking about last time we were here together, my technique is a little bit more aggressive for sure. It's a type of skating, and I don't always use the traditional skate bugs. I use a lot of larger foam stuff, and it's just a way of not just making fish want to feed, but bringing out the aggression in every fish. And it seems like you can even get, like I say, everything from whitefish on up will jump out of the water if you do it right. And it will trigger this response that is just incredible. Backflips, front flips, 360s, face smashes. A lot of the time, complete misses, but it will leave you laughing your ass off when you do this because it is just such a fun way to fish. And you get plenty of grabs that do stick. It's just amazing, too. I had the great pleasure of taking my best buddy out yesterday. He'd never caught a fish on the fly, and he got a new setup this year, and he's been itching to get out there. Yeah. He went from catching his first on the fly, which was about a, you know, 4 or 5 inch cutthroat, pretty little thing, all the way up to getting spanked by a steelhead, skated on the dry fly.
Oh, he's hooked now.
Yeah. So, and he hooked everything else in between. I as well got snapped off by a large chrome fish on the skate. Didn't even have head shakes. He kind of made the rookie mistake of holding onto his reel while it was shaking and just got broke off. I was just broken off violently in one snap. I think I think my bug had turned backwards after I popped it one time. And when it was in the fish's mouth, went to turn. It kind of makes a perfect saw on your line. Yeah, didn't even feel it. Just gone. You know, just seeing fish going almost 3 feet straight up into the air. In the case of this one, I believe it was a bull trout. It looked like it was about 24 inch.
Wow.
And it jumped straight to 12 o'clock, straight up into the air at about 2 feet up, which bull trout are never known to do. But you really have to fish this way to find out what fish will actually do. It's amazing. And he came back down in tail first. It was just this funny jump. And you most of the time will get a porpoise jump, you know.
Yeah.
Nose up, nose down. But sometimes you'll get perfect bat flips, front flips, or they'll pass the bug and try to turn around in the air, which basically makes them nose stand on your bug, like a handstand. It's really hilarious. And
if it's a bull trap, maybe he just didn't have that much practice.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah, he's used to...
kind of clumsy.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know what it is, what it must make them think, but it just, that's all it is anger. And so sometimes I find that I'll have to fish a run down, and I feel as if maybe I'm pushing fish a little ways, because sometimes I'll get that fish in the top portion of the run, or sometimes I'll get a... I feel like I pushed them about 2/3 of the way down a run, and finally they just get agitated enough to not be willing to go backwards, and then they smash it.
Huh.
And well, I've seen other forms of fishing do this to fish. Really? So it's kind of just...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And like I say, if you've never learned how to do this, I recommend you book a trip with me because the nuances are great. I've been told a lot that my style is very different from any others that people fish. You know, I'll generally tell you to just try to skate it and, mm-hmm. and twitch it, but it's not quite that easy sometimes.
No, I know. Well, that's the thing about you. You grew up here. You've been here. You know the rivers, you know the fish, you know the seasons, you know the temperature, you know the bugs. All of that is kind of a complex package. Every day is different.
I'd be curious to take this style to other rivers and try it. Well, you'd sure how it would work.
Well, you would bring the info, but you'd have to nuance it into, again.
I'm sure it'd have to vary a little bit. I would call it a Methouse style for mm-hmm. sure. Whereas just as there's a Skagit style of fishing,
right.
This is definitely a Methouse style. It's a small river. It gets very buggy at this time of the year. Fish are concentrated at this time of the year because the water is small and it's clear, and so they're just not willing to be pushed around, and it's just, like I say, a magnificent thing. My favorite time of the year.
Well, I'm guessing you would be more than happy to book some trips.
Absolutely.
Tell them.
Yeah, you know, coming up here, and I would tell people this is going to be your only opportunity to fish the river for the rest of this season. I've been assured and looked at the numbers, there will be no steelhead season.
Dang.
I know. It sucks big time. And so I would encourage anybody that wants to get over here and enjoy the Methouse, you got to do it through September because that's going to be it. So, you know, the usual stuff. If you want to check out the info that we've laid forth throughout this season and the stuff we'll keep on laying forth for you, you can check out the blog and podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. But I also, before we exit on this one, always want to thank my good buddies over there at North 40, to which I would ask a lot of these questions to, like, Keith. He's a Methouse fishing guy over mm-hmm. there at the fly shop. He knows what I'm talking about. He could help you get on the right setups and bugs for this. You can order anything you want also online from them at north40flyshop.com. But like I say, blog and podcast, Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Send me a message at methouse@gmail.com, and you can always just give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. We get to finally take a deep breath and get that fish right on, baby.
It's your life, your sweet wife gonna catch more fish.